being a man is really hard. You have to be responsible, you have to be competent, you have to work hard as f***. You also have to compete with other men who are super hungry. Hungry for more, hungry for growth. They want to achieve more and do more. Not to mention getting the woman of your dreams. And if you are a low-value man, if you are part of the 99% who doesn't respect themselves, who are distracted, you won't get respect from other men and women as well. And I want you to imagine being a high-value man, being part of the top 1%, who have the discipline, who's earning a lot of money, who's creating value to the world, and imagine the woman of your dreams. Kasi let's be real, kung tamad ka, kung pabebe ka, kung low value ka, yung pangarap mong babae, just imagine, girlfriend ng iba. Yung pangarap mong buhay, buhay ng iba. Yung pangarap mong negosyo, magiging negosyo ng iba. Kasi tamad ka. Kasi wala kang ginagawa. Kasi masyado kang distracted, puro ka games. And worst, kung ano-ano pang pinapanood mo na hindi nakakatulong sa'yo. Sige, pakiramdaman mo ano yung feeling ng low value. Ano yung feeling na walang respeto sa'yo, pamilya mo, walang respeto sa'yo, yung mga kaibigan mo, walang respeto sa'yo, yung mga babaeng nakapaligid sa'yo, and most importantly, wala kang respeto sa sarili mo. Di ba ang sakit? Di ba ang hirap? So kung gusto mong matapos yan, watch the whole video because we will talk about the 5 traits of a high-value man. And the good news is you can actually develop these traits. You can grow and become a high-value man right now. And if you work on this, you will be 10 to 100 times more attractive. So again, let's talk about the 5 traits of a high-value man. Number 1, you're comfortable with your own skin. Komportable ka sa katawan mo, komportable ka sa balat mo. And it's not just about how you dress. Because we can dress differently and become high-value. Pwedeng hypebeast ka, mahilig ka sa hoodie, pwedeng hip-hop yung forma mo, pwedeng old money yung style, pwedeng classy, pwedeng mahilig ka sa suit. It's not about the style. Kasi magkakaiba tayo ng style. But it's being comfortable with who you really are. And you don't care. You just accept who you are. Because being comfortable with your own skin is all about acceptance. Pwedeng kalbo ka kagaya ko, pwedeng manipis ang buhok mo kagaya ko, pwedeng mahaba buhok mo, but it doesn't matter. Hindi to pahabaan ng buhok, hindi to pahabaan ng bigote, o pahabaan ng balbas. It's about being comfortable regardless kung may buhok ka o wala. Regardless kung payat ka o malaki muscles mo. Regardless kung maliit ka o matangkad ka, you're just comfortable with who you are. Because it will actually resonate. It will resonate with how you talk, how you speak, especially how you move, your composure, your demeanor. And you will notice that there are people who are tall, who are handsome, talagang pogi. Pero nararamdaman mo yung insecurity nila. Nararamdaman mo na papansin sila. Nararamdaman mo na yung galaw nila. Masyadong papansin. Minsan, kahit gano'ng kagwapo yan, yung mga high value na babae, hindi nila yung pinapansin. Pero may mga lalaki na kahit ano yung suot nila, naka-shirt lang, naka-polo lang, minsan naka-t-shirt lang, or sobrang klase ng mga forma, there's something in their composure na nararamdaman mong sobrang komportable sila sa balat nila. Sobrang komportable sila sa sarili nila. And it's actually a byproduct of working hard. It's a byproduct of working hard on yourself, taking care of yourself, having the discipline to work on you. Because let's be real, wala kang disiplina sa pagkain mo, sa katawan mo, sa pag-exercise mo, hindi mo inaalagaan yung sarili mo. Kahit ganun pa kaganda yung katawan mo, kahit ganun pa kaganda yung buhok mo, kahit ganun pa kaganda yung forma mo, you will feel insecure because you know yourself na wala kang ginagawa, na wala kang disiplina, na hindi mo inaalagaan yung sarili mo. But if you are constantly growing, improving, you know that you are doing something for yourself, eventually, you will feel good and you will be comfortable with your own skin. And for most men who are watching this, you probably already know how hard it is to work on yourself, to work on your mind and your body. Hindi madaling magpaganda ng katawan, hindi madaling i-handle yung nutrition. But if you are a high-value man, eventually, it's not a big deal for you. Number 2, you know where you are going. Alam mo kung saan ka papunta. Alam mo kung ano gusto mo. Kasi imagine mo if there's a woman. And kung may babaeng nanonood nitong video na to, I want you to confirm this idea. Please comment below kung agree kayo sa sinasabi ko. Diba, hindi ka sasama sa isang lalaki na hindi alam kung saan siya pupunta. Ang hirap sumama sa isang lalaki na hindi niya alam yung goals niya. Hindi niya alam kung ano yung gusto niya. Wala siyang awareness, wala siyang clarity. Happy-go-lucky lang siya. And guess what? Wala ka rin makitang future sa kanya. At kung ikaw lalaki, di ba wala ka rin respeto sa mga lalaking hindi nila alam kung saan sila papunta? The men who don't know Where do you wanna go? Sila yung pabigat, sila yung nakikisakay lang sa mga high value man. Sila yung nakikisakay sa mga lalaking may direksyon. Sila yung tumotropa na umutang sa mga lalaki na may value. Kasi imagine mo, may malaking sasakyan, tapos may driver, lalaki. Tapos mag-i-invite siya ng mga tao, sakay na kayo. Anong unang nasa isip ng mga pasahero? Biyahing saan ba ito? Saan to papunta? Kung sasabihin ng driver, di ko pa alam eh, basta sakay na kayo. Of course, walang matinong taong sasakay. Kahit gano'ng kaganda yung sasakyan, kahit gano'ng kalamig yung aircon niyan, kahit gano'ng siya kalaki o kaliit, regardless of how you look, if you don't know where you are going, you will lose your value. People will not respect you, especially yung mga taong matitino. Pero kung alam mo kung saan ka papunta, imagine mo, you know exactly where you wanna go, you know what you want, you know who you are, yung mga babae sa paligid mo automatic ma-attract sa'yo. Especially yung mga high value na babae, most of them wala pang pakialam sa itsura. Most of them, ang nakikita nila, yung future, yung security na kaya silang alagaan, na kaya silang ipagtanggol, na kaya silang ipaglaban. Because if you know where you wanna go, you will have focus, you will have determination, you will have discipline. Because let's be honest, a high value man knows how to get things done. They know how to focus to the point na sometimes it looks like they are obsessed with where they wanna go. To most people, this high value man looks weird and crazy. Kasi sa sobrang focus nila sa gusto nilang puntahan, hindi sila tumitigil. Yung iba dyan, hindi na natutulog. Yung iba dyan, wala nang pakialam sa ibang bagay because they know exactly what they want. At hindi sila papayag na hindi nila yung makukuha. And if you know where you wanna go, most people will be attracted to you. Even men and women. So yung mga lalaki, iidolihin ka. Yung mga lalaki, gagayahin ka. Yung mga lalaki, kapwa mo lalaki, irerespeto ka. Kasi gusto nilang maging kagaya mo. Number 3, self-control and calmness. Jordan Peterson said that you have to be dangerous. That you have to be capable of violence. Anong ibig sabihin? Hindi sinabing gagawa ka ng mali. Hindi sinabing mananakit ka ng kapwa. But you have to be capable of hurting people. You have to be a dangerous man. But you can control it. Kasi diba kung mabait ka lang, tapos lampa ka, there's actually no virtue to it. There's no control. Kasi anong kukontrolin mo? Eh wala ka naman. Anong kukontrolin mo? Eh wala ka namang kayang gawin. Lampa ka nga eh. Mabait ka nga, pero lampa ka naman. So wala din. Hindi mo kayang ipaglaban yung mga tao sa paligid mo, yung pamilya mo, especially yung mga babae sa paligid mo. But a high value man is capable of violence. They know themselves that if there's danger, kaya na lang sumabay. Kaya nilang gawin yung mga dapat nilang gawin. But if it's not necessary, hindi sila gagawa ng mali because they have self-control. Self-control also means that they are not buying this short-term happiness. I'm talking about drugs and vices. I'm talking about distractions like games and adult films or maybe yung katatawanan sa social media and clout. A high value man knows how to control himself. At ang nakakatawa pa dito, even if they are dangerous, they are calm. Sobrang kalmado sila. And you will notice, even in gyms, kung sino yung maingay, sino yung kung ano-anong sinasabi, sila yung mahina. But if you train jiu-jitsu, muay thai, boxing, you will understand that the more you know, the more you will have control. Akala ko dati, when I do martial art, lalo akong magiging violente. Pero hindi pala. The more that I learn the discipline, the more na mas nagiging kalmado ako. Kasi ang perspective ko na ngayon, hindi na yung kailangan suntukin ko siya, kailangan masaktan siya, hindi. Ang perspective ko na ngayon, pag pinatulang ko ba to worth it? Eh kung baliin ko balikat nito, makakasuhan pa ako. Baka mamaya pag pumalag to, leeg pa yung mabali ko. Delikado pa. Nakasakit pa ako ng kapwa. Nakagawa pa ako ng mali. Damay pa yung maraming tao. So the more that you know, the more that you will understand how to handle yourself. And it's super attractive to most females. Kasi imagine mo, nagkakagulo na, ikaw kalmado ka. Imagine mo, nagpapanik na siya. Ikaw kalmado ka lang. Kasi alam naman natin, if you are a high value man, the people around you will automatically go to you, especially if they have problems. So kung nagpapanik na sila, ikaw ang pupuntahan nila. Kaya kaibigan mo yan, kamag-anak mo yan, pamilya mo yan, girlfriend mo yan, inner circle mo yan. Ikaw yung lalapitan ng mga tao kasi alam nila na kaya mo mag-handle ng problema. And for high value women, it's super attractive. Kasi pag nagdadala na sila ng problema, alam nilang maaasahan ka. At alam nila na pag ayan na problema, kaya mong kumalma. Number 4, competent and confident. At kaya siya magkasama kasi nade-develop yung confidence natin through being competent. And competence doesn't mean pera lang. Well, money is a factor. Don't get me wrong. Kaya naman maraming na-attract sa mayaman or may pera because there's a certain level of competence that will generate you income. You won't become successful financially if you are irresponsible, if you are not creative, if you cannot organize your thoughts and yourself. Pero tandaan mo rin na hindi pera lang. Yes, money is a part of it, but it's not just about money. Kasi pwedeng hindi ka sobrang yaman ngayon, pero papunta ka na dun. Pwedeng hindi ganun kalaki income mo ngayon, pero alam mo kung saan ka papunta eh. Kalmado ka eh. Confident ka because you know exactly where you wanna go. And the thing is, maybe you are competent in other things. Maybe you can cook. Maybe you are good in art. Maybe you have skills like singing, dancing, martial arts. Maybe you are good in communicating. Maybe you have an extremely high emotional intelligence. Maybe you have empathy. You know how to listen well. Maybe you are good in closing deals. Maybe you're good in business. Pero nagsisimula ka pa lang. Maybe you're good in driving. The thing is, if there's a certain level of competence, you will become confident. And let's be real. Kaya naman napakaraming low value na lalaki. Kasi tamad. Kasi walang ibang ganawa kundi manood sa buhay ng iba. Ito worse, naninira ka pa sa buhay ng iba. Nakakatawa pa dito, may mga lalaki na parang parasite na kumikita ng pera sa paninira ng kapwa nila lalaki, sa panghihate sa kapwa nila lalaki, sa pagkikreate ng clout, sa pagkikreate ng negativity. Tandaan nyo, a high value man creates value. He is confident enough not to talk about other men. Especially kasiraan ng kapwa niya lalaki. Kasi para sa kanya, aksa yan ng time at energy. And imagine you are extremely confident, you are competent, you are good at something. Or maybe you are good in a lot of things. Automatic, yung mga babae, they will be super attracted to you. At yung mga lalaki sa paligid mo, idol ka. Ikaw yung gagayahin nila, ikaw yung tutularan nila. And obviously, developing these two takes a lot of time, takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of hard work. I'm not just talking about one-time hard work. I'm talking about hard work for a long time consistently. Being relentless, being unstoppable, creating momentum, kasi hindi siya madali. At kaya ka nga tinawag na high value, kasi nalampasan mo yung hirap. Number 5, a high value man is taking care of the people around him. Inaalagaan niya yung mga tao sa paligid niya. Hindi niya pinababayaan yung mga tao sa paligid niya. And I'm not just talking about his friends. I'm talking about his inner circle. His family, his girlfriend, his wife, his close friends. If he is a businessman, his leaders, his employees, he is making sure that everyone is growing. He is making sure that everyone becomes more successful in life. And he is doing all that without remorse, without contempt, without complaints. Alam niya lang sa sarili niya that he has to take responsibility. And he's taking responsibility and accountability automatically. Alam mo yung feeling na ramdam mo sa kanya na part na ng buhay niya yung tumulong sa iba, yung tumulong sa pamilya niya, nang walang reklamo. Kasi diba, may mga lalaki na dada ng dada. Alam mo yung tutulong na rin naman. Alam mo yung gagawin na rin naman niya. Ang dami pang sinasabi, ang dami pang reklamo. Lagi na lang ako tumutulong sa nanay ko, lagi na lang nila kailangan ng budget, yung tatay ko pabigat, inom ng inom. Yung kapatid ko, kailangan ng pera. Yung girlfriend ko, ganito, ganyan. It's super unattractive. Kung lalaki ka, tapos pabebe ka, ang dami mong reklamo sa buhay. Walang tatagal sa'yo. At kung yung babae sa buhay mo, nakikinig lang, okay lang ba sa'yo na mas babae ka pa sa girlfriend mo? Mas marami ka pang reklamo sa kanya. Now, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with being emotional. Your emotions are valid. There's nothing wrong with being honest with your partner. There's nothing wrong with being vulnerable and open. Pero wag namang sobra. Wag na lang every time natutulong ka, may reklamo ka. Wag naman yung every time magtitake ka ng responsibility, may masasabi kang hindi maganda. Because here's the truth. And some people may hate me for this, but this is the sad reality. As a man, it is your responsibility to take care of the people around you. Because let's be real, ang hirap maging lalaki. Sinong umaakyat ng poste ng kuryente? Lalaki. Sinong gumagawa ng mga bahay? Lalaki. Nagbubuhat ng semento, nag-aayos ng kuryente, ng tubig? Lalaki. Sinong nag-aayos ng mga bara sa kanal? Sino yung laging nanghahabol ng kriminal? Sino yung mga namamatay sa gera? Lalaki. And yet, kahit anong hirap yung pagdaanan mo bilang lalaki, it's just normal. Hindi ka laging makaka-receive ng appreciation. Hindi ka laging makaka-receive ng acknowledgements. Hindi ka laging makaka-receive ng pagmamahal. Kasi normal sa'yo na nagtitake ng responsibility. And a high value man, regardless of the love, appreciation, acknowledgement they receive, they will take action. They will take responsibility. They will take accountability. Kasi alam nila yung role nila. Alam nila na hindi nila masyadong kailangan ng appreciation. Ang mahalaga sa kanila, nagagawa nila yung part nila, nagagawa nila yung responsibility nila, and they are always accountable with their decisions. But when they do something right, they don't take credit for it. Mahalaga lang sa kanila, nakatulong sila. But if there's something wrong, they always take the blame. But imagine, being a high-value man is also super fulfilling. Kasi yung mga tao sa paligid mo, nag-grow. Yung mayaman, nag-i-improve yung buhay. So gaano kasarap sa feeling na every time na may didikit sa yung kapwa mo lalaki, maliban sa nare-respeto ka, maliban sa sobrang lalim ng tingin nila sa'yo, maliban sa sobrang lalim ng tiwala nila sa'yo, literal na nagbabago yung buhay nila. Literal na nag-grow sila. At literal na unti-unti nagiging high value din sila. And together, you are creating a circle dedicated to take responsibility, to take ownership of their lives, and to create value in the marketplace. That's being a high value man. It is hard. It is super fucking hard. But it's also fulfilling at the same time. Bilang lalaki, you have a choice. Maging part ng 99% na tamad, na low value, na walang pakialam, na walang respeto sa sarili, or you wanna become part of the top 1%. You have a choice. And don't get me wrong, okay lang naman kung nasa 99% ka. Kasi marami naman sila eh. Marami naman kayo dun eh. Diba? Okay lang naman kung hater ka. Okay lang naman kung negative ka. Okay lang naman kung pabebe ka. Okay lang naman kung marami kang reklamo sa buhay mo. But you have to understand that you can choose. So yun lang guys, if you like this video, and I'm sure that you do, comment below because there's actually more to being a high value man. We actually have 10 to 15 traits, but we can actually do that in the next podcast. And I want you to comment, ano sa tingin mo yung iba pang traits ng mga high value men? And for the women, you can also comment, ano sa tingin mo yung mga traits ng high value men at ano yung gusto mo sa isang lalaki? So that you can also help and create value with the male audience that we have right now. So yun lang guys, this is the end of the podcast, and always remember that everything good starts with a yes. And yes, I'm Sanjay Lopez, and see you soon.